One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is not a diet podcast. I don't think there's a diet I haven't tried. We're not going to make your jeans fit better.
Somebody comes in with a tray of about 12 donuts and it all gets plonked on my desk.
We haven't got a recipe that makes kale taste great.
The 3-day tuna diet.
This is the secret world of slimming clubs, the only podcast that will tell you the truth about the struggles of trying to get to target weight. I'm Katie. Join me and my fellow slimmers, Joe and Victoria, as we take you behind closed doors in the village halls and church rooms where we've spent so many of our evenings. Subscribe for free now so you won't miss a thing. And remember, there's no shame in a game.
My name's Ian Chambers. I love wrestling and I love my girlfriend, but my girlfriend doesn't love wrestling. But this podcast, you can feel it in the air. It's changing that.
No.
On the Secret Recordings Network, welcome to I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. Making her way to the microphone. She's never dull. She takes no bull. And she's marrying a lad from Hull. It's the breathtaking Bobby.
Oh! You did well to not shout then.
We can't shout, can we? We're not in our flat.
No, we're not. We're somewhere else.
We're somewhere else. We'll get to that, but let me just press play really quick. So the wrestling in the background is going to sound a little bit different. We might sound a little bit quieter because I'm working in Nottingham this month. So when I come here, I stay at a lady's house called Lynn, who I met through a mutual friend. She's 66 years old and she's an absolute party animal.
Yeah, she is.
And that's where I am at the minute. She does all my ironing, does all my cooking, does everything for me, doesn't she?
Gave us some wine last night. We stayed up with her, didn't we? Had a little chat.
Party animal. So I think it's safe to say that over the past couple of weeks, you've gotten a taste for hardcore wrestling.
What do you mean, like, by taste?
Well, first, you loved Brock versus Cena at Extreme Rules 2012. And last week, you popped huge for Edge versus Mick Foley at WrestleMania 22.
I popped huge. What did I do?
Popped. It means that you go, oh, yeah!
I didn't think it was as good as the one with Brock Lesnar in it.
All right, well,
here's The Rock with his eyebrow.
We'll get to The Rock in a sec, because I feel like I'm onto a good thing here, and I'm going to ride this hardcore wave for as long as physically possible. And a little earlier today, I said to you, do you have any requests? What do you want to watch? And who did you say you wanted to see?
The Rock. I only ever request to see The Rock.
Well, there he is, and here we go. It's The Rock versus a man you said last week you're starting to like.
Who?
Mankind.
Did I say I was starting to like him?
Yeah, you started.
Well, yeah. I'd add a wine.
Maybe. Mick Foley is also known as, but here he is as Mankind.
Oh, who was he last week?
Mick Foley.
I still don't understand this.
He's just got several gimmicks, but anyway.
Oh, this is him when he looks like Jack Black.
Yeah, it is Royal Rumble 1999, and these two at this point have been feuding for quite some time.
So I don't like him when he's like this man.
No, he looks a bit weird, doesn't he?
I like him more when he's the other guy.
God, The Rock looked great then, didn't he?
No, he's got way better with age.
This is, like I say, it's a heated rivalry, and this is their chance to settle the score once and for all for the WWF Championship. This, Bobby, is The Rock versus the champion Mankind in an I Quit match.
An I Quit match.
How do you think you win an I Quit match?
One of them has to quit.
You got to get the microphone in front of their mouth, and you've got to make them say, I quit!
Like, I surrender.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? Jerry Lawler just said on commentary, he was right as well. This is going to be the ultimate slobber knocker.
I thought he said slobber knocker. What's a slobber knocker?
Just like a big fight. This is going to be epic. It's going to be explosive. And straight away, Mankind and The Rock are exchanging blows. Mankind's got his super tight brown leggings on. So The Rock is wearing tracksuit bottoms and a black shirt.
Why does everybody else pretty much wear the same outfit every time, but The Rock wears different outfits?
Well, The Rock would normally dress in a pair of trunks that just had like the Brahma Bull, which is his logo on the...
Why is he so clothed then?
Because I think it's because he hadn't had a chance to get changed yet, so we might see him in his undies at some point during this match.
I hope we do. Did you see that sign in the background?
What did it say?
It said, "The Rock is the corporate's bitch."
Oh, yeah, he was a heel at this point.
Was
he? He was rolling with Vince.
People didn't like him.
I mean, people still loved him.
Right.
Mankind was shot to the midsection to The Rock.
The thing is, in real life, you never see these two men fighting.
Oh.
Look at The Rock. He's ripped. He's big. He's toned. He's handsome. He's got a fairly cool outfit on. And Mick Foley, or is he Mick Foley in this?
Mankind.
Mankind is wearing brown skin tight leggings, a white shirt and a tie with a load of wrestlers on it. He's overweight. He looks like he lives in his mum's basement. Do you know what I mean? They just would never fight.
Bear in mind, you're saying he's overweight and he looks like he lives in his mum's basement, right?
Yeah.
And last week you said most wrestling fans look like Mankind.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of wrestling fans listening to this podcast.
No, I think I was probably wrong to say that because we hear from a lot of wrestling fans and some of them look really great.
Yeah, you're right. Mankind has already put the microphone to The Rock's mouth and asked him if he quit. Obviously, The Rock said no. Mankind throws The Rock, who reverses it. Ooh, and Mankind goes into the steel steps knee first. You heard that connection. That was brutal.
Do wrestling fans often rewatch old matches?
Yeah, I mean, the WWE Network.
It's weird in itself, isn't it?
No, it's different to, like, I'd never watch an old football match
back.
Yeah,
well, but why, if you would watch an old wrestling match?
Look at that. The Rock has now just picked up the commentator's headset and is telling everyone why he's the great one. Nobody had as many catchphrases as The Rock. It spilled on top of the announce table. The Rock is laid on top.
To my question.
What was the question?
Why would you not watch an old football match, but you'd watch old wrestling matches?
Because football matches have magic moments within 90 minutes.
Right.
Wrestling matches are shorter, magical moments that are rollercoaster ride. It's like watching a film again. It's like, how many times have you seen Bridesmaids?
It's like hundreds.
Same as that. You know what's going to happen. Oh, The Rock's got the microphone in front of his mouth.
What did he say? Kiss The Rock's ass.
You would.
Nah, I wouldn't. Be too sweaty.
Yeah.
Who has Mick Foley got on his tie? It's embarrassing as well.
He's got like a WWF tie, so he's got a load of WF wrestlers on it.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh, God. No wonder Mankind's knees have gone in 2019.
What do you mean? What's wrong with him?
He just don't walk very well these days. Oh,
is
Mankind.
He in a wheelchair?
No, he's not in a wheelchair. DDT to The Rock, who bounces up like a beast. Look at his sideburns.
I was going to comment on the sideburns. It's one thing. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What's he got?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What's he got,
He's got a little sock thing.
He's got Mr. What? Soccer.
Mr. Soccer is ridiculous.
Oh, my God. In case you've never seen wrestling before, Mankind puts a sock on his hand and then he puts it in the mouth of his opponent. That's what's happening right
that
now. The Rock.
That's such a ridiculous move.
The Rock has got a dirty sock in his mouth right this second.
Because in reality, that would never be enough for The Rock. You can't just shove a sock in his mouth and expect
that to defeat
him.
The Rock's passing out from the sock.
Why does it smell? He looks like he'd have stinky socks, to be fair.
Oh. What do you say, Rock? El Hebner, referee El Hebner, puts a microphone in front of him and says, "What do you say, Rock?" Mankind spoke in a really weird voice like this.
I don't understand who Mankind is.
Oh. Boot to the head at The Rock. Mankind is the most deranged individual in the history of wrestling.
In what way?
Well, that's what the commentator just said.
Yeah, look at his outfit.
He's deranged. He gave hope to so many people that they could one day be a wrestling superstar. Because before him, it was all Hulk Hogan, brother, the Ultimate Warrior, dude.
Ooh,
yeah, Macho Man.
People who were it.
Yeah. Do you know what was so cool about The Rock? Ooh.
What?
What was so cool about The Rock is, like, you heard him say, you can kiss The Rock's ass. You heard him say that, didn't you?
Yeah.
He never referred to himself as I. He would never say me, my, or I.
He spoke about himself in the third person.
Yeah, he always referred to himself as The Rock.
That's not a great thing to do.
Imagine if all the time I just said, you can get Ian a cup of tea.
Please don't start doing that.
Ian, oh God, he rings the bell.
On his head.
On Mankind's head.
With a hammer.
Oh, the Rock's singing. Now singing.
What can I say except you're welcome.
You're welcome.
He's always had a nice voice.
Yeah, he has. Bad news for Mankind. You don't want to be going one-on-one with the great one, The Rock, and standing on top of an announce table.
You wouldn't see.
Oh, Butch! What did The Rock just say to him?
Called him a piece of mucky crumb, I think.
No, he didn't call him a mucky crumb.
What did he call him?
This is the problem with not having our telly and watching it on my MacBook. The Rock just got on his knees in front of Mick Foley, in front of Mankind.
Yeah.
And said, what did you think he said? Say I quit you.
Mucky crumb.
You mucky crumb. No, he said piece of monkey crap.
Piece of monkey crap?
Well, he's not going to say, damn it, say I quit you piece of mucky crumb.
I thought that's what he said.
Right, let's pause it real quick and play real gimmick or fake gimmick. What do you think?
Dig it. Ooh, yeah.
Okay, this is real gimmick or fake gimmick. I'm going to tell you the name of a wrestling character. All you got to do, Bobasaurus, is tell me whether or not you believe that character ever really existed. Just to clarify, a gimmick generally refers to a wrestler's in-ring persona, character, behaviour, and other distinguishing traits
that they may have.
Hottie Scotty Scurville. Hottie Scotty Scurville made his debut for WWE in 2002 and enjoyed nothing more than inflicting tremendous levels of spice on his opponents. He would make his way to the ring dressed as a human chili pepper, surrounded by flaming pyro as he walked towards his terrified opponents. Scotty would stuff the mouths of his enemies with extra hot jalapenos before dropping them with his sensational Scurville slam. Get a litre of milk at the ready, it's Hottie Scotty. Scotty Scurville. Real gimmick or fake gimmick?
Hottie Scotty Scurville.
What do you think? It's a great name, isn't it?
Oh, I feel like it could be a real gimmick, but again, it sounds like something that you could create.
I love when you say that, because this one's a really good one, so the fact that you think it could have come out of my brain means a lot to me.
Yeah, I think it probably has, but Hottie Scotty Scurville. It's just a stupid name.
Well, it isn't when you're a giant human chili pepper stuffed jalapenos in the mouths of his opponents.
I just don't know. I feel like we've run out of all of the real gimmicks.
What do you think? Real gimmick or fake gimmick?
Fake gimmick.
Damn it!
Was I right?
Yes. Hottie Scotty Scurville was my gimmick.
Do you know what you do, though? You need, and I'm saying this to you as a favour.
Yeah.
When you make them up, there's always more information about them, and I can tell you're getting well into it and like.
Oh right, is that a giveaway?
Creating this thing, yeah.
So I need to seem less interested in the ones that I create.
Yeah, because when they're real, they don't have that much information on them. It's just like, oh yeah, he's a giant chicken. He lays eggs sometimes.
All right, well played, Bob's Hottie Scotty Scurville fake gimmick.
Good name though.
Thanks. Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, dig it. We are back in the thick of things with Mankind and The Rock. We are nowhere near the ring at the minute. We're somewhere up the ramp, heading towards the Titantron area. Mankind has got The Rock on his knees.
Is it Mankind or is it Mick Foley? Because you keep saying Mankind or Mick.
It's my fault. I keep getting mixed up.
You keep saying Mankind and Mick Foley.
So his name in this, he is Mankind.
Right.
Like, The Rock is his real name is Dwayne Johnson.
Does he? Yeah, but no, that's not the same, because The Rock never fights as Dwayne Johnson, Mick Foley does.
Good point.
So is he both of these people at the same time, a bit like an alter ego, or was he Mick Foley and then he was Mankind, or vice versa?
He was Mankind, then he was Mick Foley.
Right, and Mankind, did he like have some sort of spiritual thing where he turned into Mick Foley, or
spiritual?
Yeah, like, is there a story behind the change?
No, he just changed. That's the good thing. Vince
and
can just say, put on that
No.
Damn it, put on a different outfit tonight.
And did they reintroduce him as a
DDT.
Completely new character?
Yeah.
And, like, did all of his old storylines disappear?
Oh, yeah, sort of. The Rock has got the microphone in Mankind's face, just DDT'd him onto the concrete.
I can't believe
it. He didn't say it.
They're chanting.
Rocky, Rocky, Rocky.
Why are they saying that? I thought they didn't like him.
You can't not like him though, can you? The problem with The Rock is he's the most charismatic. Look at him, he's smelling the air.
Is he going to say it? Is he going to say the thing?
What's his catchphrase?
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yeah. I love how he just stopped to smell the air.
I know, but you didn't say the catchphrase.
Oh! Mankad countered the rock who was carrying...
I don't know who's going to win this, you know.
Who do you think?
I don't know.
I want you to choose.
I've got a feeling that Mankind might win.
So the Rock is the challenger. Mankind is the WWF champion at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a bit torn on this one.
Oh my God, Mankind elbow drops a set of
Mankind
ladders.
Mankind looks like he's losing. So then I would normally say the Rock would win, but...
I'm going to push you to make a decision.
No, he looks like he's losing, so therefore I'd normally think that he would end up winning, but the Rock's getting quite a lot of attention from the fans. Say you quit.
The Rock puts the mic in front of him. No! Still won't say it. Mankind has been hit with a bell. He's been put through a table. He's just been elbow dropped by a ladder pretty much. And he's still not quitting. How can you not love this man?
Now they're saying Rocky sucks. Very fickle audience.
The audience is split.
I think Mankind is going to win.
All right. We're at the point of the arena where the wrestlers make their entrance, also known as the Titantron area. And The Rock is climbing a ladder up to where the fans are on the upper tier. And Mankind is following him up there. This could only spell disaster to me. The Rock is at least 12 feet in the air right now.
Well, look, how weird. There's an advert for a Sony Ericsson phone.
Oh yeah, that phone looks so old as well.
It's a throwback.
Oh my God, The Rock exchanging blows with Mankind on the edge of a 12-foot drop. Oh, The Rock is all over the place. He's slipping.
Why is that woman using binoculars? She's right in front of them.
I don't know. Why are you looking at the woman with the binoculars? Look at these two scrapping on the edge of this cliff.
Oh, you just spat my face.
Sorry. The Rock low blows. Mick Foley. Mankind, sorry.
See?
Sorry. There are no rules in this match. Anything's legal. He has just been hit in the nuts and now he's crawling away
just,
from The Rock.
Should just throw him off that ledge. I'm a bit disappointed with this.
Ah! Oh! Oh!
It's been an electrocution. Oh! Sparks everywhere.
Oh my God. So Mick Foley, Mankind, just got hit off the edge of that ledge and he fell onto all these electric...
I can't hear anything.
Let me finish. Oh. He fell onto all these speakers and got electrocuted and he's covered in cables and The Rock is now coming down the ladders to see if he quits. That was amazing, wasn't it?
No, I feel really let down by this match.
What about the pack? You just saw those...
It didn't really do it for me.
What, the electricity didn't do it for you then?
No, I mean, I've seen weirder stuff than that, so it just doesn't really do it for me.
You wanted The Rock, so I gave you The Rock in a hardcore match.
I know, and I'm a bit disappointed at his energy.
Somebody has to stop this match. Mankind has literally just got electrocuted after dropping 12 feet onto a load of electrical equipment.
Is he going to say it now?
I mean, he's got to.
No, this is what will happen. It'll change around and Rock will end up saying it.
The lights in the arena are out because Mick Foley, Mankind, has just got electrocuted. Shane McMahon's now coming out saying...
The Rock is such a good actor.
Now The Rock seems like he's concerned.
Yeah, exactly. And now, man, down if we don't.
So The Rock just said, I don't want no doctors for Mankind. I don't want no help for him. Mankind will say the words, I quit. And I'll be damned if he don't.
Oh, he's wriggling away.
Mankind's crawling.
Come on, just say it.
Like a little dog. So The Rock is now...
He's quite sweary, The Rock.
Dragging Mankind back to the ring after he's been electrocuted.
Does he have to say it in the ring?
Oh, he just hits his head off the side of the steel barricade.
That was quite hard. Signs in the crowd are so retro, aren't they? Like, you don't see them now.
It really annoys me. It was such a better time when people took... I made some incredible signs when I went to wrestling back in the day.
I used to make signs when I went to see bands.
Did you?
Yeah, I made a sign for Busted and S Club 7.
You made a sign for S Club 7?
Yeah.
What did it say?
I can't remember. I probably just thought, I love you.
I remember when I saw...
Why do they not do these signs anymore?
I don't know. It's not people
at... They have, like, flags at festivals, but they don't do, like, actual handwritten signs.
Nah. What's The Rock got in his hand?
He's got some handcuffs, and I've got a feeling they're not for anything kinky.
The Rock is putting Mankind in a set of handcuffs. So Mankind is now handcuffed, taking shots from The Rock over and over again. He's trying to stand up and show some fight. Remember, this is Mankind's WWF Championship on the line here, and he is taking shot after shot from The Rock. No mercy shown from the Brahma Bullier.
You're starting to sound really professional when you commentate.
Maybe I could be a commentator.
Maybe.
What's The Rock doing, Bobby?
He's got a chair. He's going to smack it over his head, I would imagine.
Oh my God, this can't be happening.
Is he going to sit on his face?
He's just put the chair on top of Mankind's head, and now he's going for the people's elbow. I think he's about to drive the people's elbow into Mankind's forehead. This is the most electrifying move in sports entertainment, and he hits it! Steel chair into the face.
He's bleeding.
Mankind's bleeding. This is what always gets Bobby popping. Bit of blood.
We've got blood. Is he going to say it?
It's the most electrifying move in sports entertainment today.
He just called it what you called it.
Yep, the most electrifying move in sports.
Go to Hell Rock.
What did he say?
Go to Hell Rock.
No, not a steel chair to the head. He's bleeding already. He's already taken enough punishment. Rock, don't do this. Rock! No, don't do it, Rock! Don't do it! Oh, my God! The Rock hits Mankind over the head twice with a steel chair.
That really hurts them as well, doesn't
it? He's a mess.
Oh, God, there's so much blood.
He just asked me if he quits again. What did Mankind say?
You'll have to kill me. He said it exactly like that.
That was bang on. No, not another steel chair to the head. Oh, my God. This is not... No, this is... Oh, my
God.
No, this is... Oh! Several shots to the...
I think he's going to knock him out. That must be really uncomfortable for The Rock to do that to him.
Oh, it will be. That is not good.
Because he's a nice guy.
They're not allowed to do shots to the head anymore. It's not good.
Oh.
Lots of complications come from this sort of thing. Concussions can mess you up.
It can give you, like, Alzheimer's and stuff.
Yeah. Mick, just say I quit. Oh, my God, Mick.
Just say it, Mick. He's not called Mick.
Just say it, Mankind.
For goodness sake. You don't even know what you're talking about.
So, Mankind has taken, like, 7 or 8 chair shots to the dome. That's
that's the man. Oh, my God. That was a real... These are getting really vicious.
Not another one.
Oh, Jesus Christ almighty.
Mankind is bleeding all over.
Look at the state of his face. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, he's down there. He's like a wounded animal.
He looks like roadkill.
Bobby, no. Not another shot to me.
Something's going to happen soon. Oh, my God.
That has got to be... I forgot how uncomfortable this was to watch.
This is really uncomfortable to watch. He's going to go again.
Not another chair shot.
Oh, on the back
of the head.
Ian, I'm really freaking out. I don't like it.
This is too much.
Come on, Mick. Just say it.
Listen.
He said it.
Hold on a minute. I remember this now.
What's happened?
Mankind just said, I quit, but that sounded like a recording to me.
Yeah, I thought that as well.
Because he was knocked out, he can't have said, I quit.
Who said it then?
Who said, I quit? Somebody else.
Who said it?
I think someone did an impression of Mankind saying, I quit.
What happened?
If you are listening to this and you remember the outcome of this storyline, because I can't remember, who was it who said, I quit?
Was it that man?
What man?
Vince.
You think it might have been Vince?
Yeah.
Won't surprise me with him. You never know with Vince, do you?
Wait, we need some clarification. You can't just...
If you are listening to this and you remember what happened after this match...
No, I want to find out what's happened now.
Well, we're going to have to wait. That's the good thing. We're going to have to wait. You're going to have to find out. See? Guys, are you listening to this?
I'm just going to Google it.
You're not going to Google it.
Well, I am.
You're interested. She's hooked into the storyline.
No, it just doesn't make any sense.
She's hooked into the storyline.
I'm not hooked into anything. I just want to know what's going on.
So, if you are listening to this and you remember what happened...
No one's...
If you remember what happened, tweet us, DM us, let us know, at MadeMyGF on social media. Was it Mankind who said the words, I quit?
What's going on? It's still happening. It's still going on.
The Rock's stopping people from helping him and he's ordering the WWF Championship above the carcass of Mankind. So what did you think?
Well, I'm just a bit confused. I don't know what to think. I thought it was very vicious. But I'm just going to Google it.
You're not Googling it?
I am.
We're letting our listener tell us.
No, that's going to take ages. I'm going to Google it.
You can wait.
I won't wait. I'm the most impatient person on this planet and I can tell you now I'm not going to be waiting.
Right, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could rate and review us. Just click 5 stars, no less than 5 stars. Am I right, Bobs?
No less.
Then click...
Oh, it's getting up.
Stop watching this now. Then click write a review.
The match is finished.
The match is over. Click write a review.
Oh, so much blood. Look at all that blood.
When you leave that review, tell us your first name and your profession and we'll give you your very own wrestler name. All right, here's a few reviews that have come in.
I almost didn't give this podcast a try because I don't like wrestling. Me neither. But I ended up liking you guys. Thanks. Bobby's take on wrestling is relatable and funny and I love when you guys go off topic. Yeah, because my favourite thing is when we don't talk about wrestling as well. I'm from the US. My name is Andy, and I restore art.
Ooh.
That's cool. You might be amused by what I used to do. I sculpted action figures from 2001 to 2012, and yes, I worked on some WWE figures. That is really cool, Andy.
Andy, that's amazing. If you've got any, we'd love to see a picture of one that you sculpted. Tweet us it, at MadeMadGF on
Andy,
social media.
My name is Andy, and I restore art.
What should we call him? Arty Andy.
No, you're so...
I've got it. Art Attack.
Will they get what that is in US?
Oh, in the UK, we had this real good program back in the day called Art Attack,
like,
but maybe
kids
not.
Show where you made like really great crafty things.
Go on, think of a good name for him then.
I know, we can call him. We'll call him Art Attack, but with like a thingy at the start of the A, so it's like Heart Attack, but with an accent. Like he's having an art attack.
No,
he's gonna give you an art attack.
No, I'm not into that.
It's play on words.
All right, we'll call him Art Attack. Thank you. And I want to see pictures of these figures that you sculpted.
I want to see some of the restored art.
And the restored art as well. All right, Ed, who's a barrister, has got in touch. He says, very funny podcast. I loved wrestling in the 90s. Lost interest a bit after that. But this podcast is a wonderful mix of nostalgia, comedy, and the joy that comes from Ian's efforts to communicate his genuine passion to the utterly disinterested Bobby. Both are very funny, and I am a total convert. What we say, thank you very much, Ed.
Thanks, Ed. Great review.
Yeah, Ed is a barrister. What should we call him?
Something with like legal. You need some legal jargon in there. Or do barristers wear wigs?
I think so, yeah.
You call him like wigging out.
No, that's awful. Let's call him Barry. First name Barry, last name Stair.
No.
By God, it's Barrister!
Barrister.
Yeah?
Yeah, all right then.
And the last one, I'll let you read this one out.
Okay. Fantastic chemistry. Honestly, I don't usually listen to podcasts, but you two crack me up. You would make a brilliant duo in WWE with the constant back and forth. Hoping that Bobby is shown The Fiend soon and perhaps Big Daddy versus Kane versus Great Khali.
Khali.
Oh, Khali.
Okay, interesting.
Should we do that one next week then?
No, I'll have a think. I'll have a look at it.
I don't know who sent this. We don't have a name, so I can't give you a name. Or should we just give them one anyway?
Or should we just give them a made-up one, like out of the blue?
Yeah, like a gimmick. Let's give them a gimmick.
Oh, no, I can't waste any gimmicks here.
Okay, well, I'll do one then.
Go on then. Well, whoever this is, can't they just be the red... They can be the Red Hot Chili Pepper.
Oh, yeah, Scotty Hotty Scoville, or whatever his name was.
That's their gimmick.
This might be a lady, though. They can be either Scotty Hottie Scoville or Totty Hottie Scoville.
Okay, fine.
But thanks for the great review.
Yeah, thank you. And we will be back next Tuesday. But in the meantime, make sure you check out one of the other podcasts on the Secret Recordings Network. They're awesome. I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend is absolutely hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah, it is good.
Gets better every week, so go check that out. All right, so Bobby still doesn't love wrestling, which is why we'll be back this time next week with another episode of...
I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. And also, this is proof that you don't have to shout in my ear. So can you do this at the same volume next week, even though we're going to be back in our own flat?
Probably not.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.